Shus Avimor. Chazara holding by Simon Shintes, the Sugya of Bosses. We have a mission of Kukum Alpha Beis. The first case of the discusses about a picking up a child that has an Evan Biyotai. What comes out, when Chab brings out Lachla Maisa, there are three things. First, a carried child that's holding Mukta, number one, is Osir. However, number two, if it has Gagruim, it's Mutter. Why be Tazuki of Chayla? And number three, even when it's Mutter, however, if it's a Dinner Biyotai, since it's a chash, maybe it will fall out of his hand, he'll pick it up and give it to him, therefore we're going to answer it. Now it says, the Mishnah Berurah, this case that we were discussing is Dakin Nechotzer, therefore there's no problem, only it's had total. However, it's had Rishus Yerabim, Avada picking it up and carrying it will be Osir, the Negeret to the child will be Dinder Abonim, because Chayne says Atzmoy, the Negeret to the Mukta inside his hand, it's not fault of the cotton, therefore you get it of a Deraisa. Now to explain these to be a Luxor that comes out, first halacha was that pick up a child that has no gargum, holding mukta is ulcer. What's the reason? The way the Mishnah Berurah explains, because when you pick up the child holding mukta, as if he himself is carrying the mukta over here, and therefore a gadol cannot be mutar to mukta. That's number one. Number two, however, the sound when he has gargum will come to be mekel. Says the Ramah Gavon Mishnah Berurah, the big name you say that for Rashi, it's had a sukkah of chela, therefore will be mekel. In fact, Tosfos, Lamaisa, shake out the evan of the yad of the child, and then pick up the child. We have a chiyuv near by the case of Gakola. So the Tosfos practically, because then the kid will cry and want the stone back. Then we cannot shake out the Evan. It's like Nichol Geda Behefsid. Now it says the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say the Evan fell out of the hand of the child. To bend down, if you to pick up the Evan to give to the child, that is also still to be a dying mamish. However, what you do is you lower the child, then you pick him up, and you pick him up with the Evan in his hand to have a sugyo gargum. The third case is to be machmes when you have gargum and a dinner. What's the reason? Says the Mechaber, because you might come and go give it to him. Right, and Mishnah Berurah said, Batsim, come and go give it to him. Now, explains the Mishnah Berurah. That means over here that even though Chazal has a heter, Mokum Chayli, but since it's not Askos the Foshis, this time of Chayla, therefore only Mekel, in the case of Evan, not in the case of Sugyot dinner. Building upon this, coming the Mechaber discusses, this halacha is carrying a child in your hand. What about holding a child in your hand, and the child is holding a dinner? That means you're walking with him, hand by hand, which sometimes parents do, and the kid over here is holding a dinner in his hand. Coming with Mechaber, he has two different shitas. He brings out the idea of Rashi, the Lochitzi, Machmer, whether you have Gargum or not, there is no difference. At Salasheni, coming with Ban, and says to be Michael, whether you have Gargum or not, also not make a difference. Explains to Mishnah Berurah, the Magarvum, what is it, Santi, Michael, what's different by the case carrying a child who's holding the child in the hand? Both of them is a case of dinner. Explains that friend very simple. The reason over here, when he's picking up a child, he has a dinner in his hand, a person thinks he's carrying mukta. Therefore, when a child drops a dinner, he'll bend down and pick up the dinner, go give it to the child. He's worried about the chash of the dinner, the loss of the dinner. Masha'enken, when you're holding the child in your hand, walking side by side, a person not thinking he's carrying the dinner over here. Therefore, when he drops it, there's no chash coming to go pick it up. The bialoch brings out the back is machmer, the loch of that rashi. However, it goes on further and says, like the Eliyahu of Mokum Skon is chaylo, we have gargum, we can be mekel. That means you have to realize the maskon of the Mishnah Berurah is not like Rashi and not like Ramban. That means the child is walking hand in hand with the father and has a dinner in his hand. The Rashi is machmer whether it's gargum or not. The Ramban is mekel whether gargum or not. Mishnah Berurah Pidei Eliyahu says, Skon is chaylo, when he has gargum, then a person can be mekel. Samech on the Ramban Shito, when he has no gargum, he machmer like Rashi Shito. That means he passes in between. No, only in the Chotzer. Mishmur starts from the beginning right away, it's only in case of a Chotzer. It's a Kotan Aleph. Come on, Sif. Again, Mishmur Sir Abed. You know, the wise case of Sir Abed.
If you're holding the kid's hand,
don't remember. Sipes is the Hemshik of the Mishnah, and Daf Kufim Aleph, the second case over there. The Mishnah says a case of Yakakola, the Mishnah says Yakakola of Evan B'Toychoi. That two Pshatim in the Gemara, the way Rav explains, the case over there is where there's a hole inside this Chavis. Therefore, to make the Doifin over here, you take this Evan and you sawsum the steam over here with this Evan over here. Says the Mechaber, when you do that situation, there come along the Evan is bottled to the Chavis over here. And they've explained to me, Shibuah Maravam, if it's tight very well in, it can't put chelik of the daifin, therefore it's not moksa. Same thing in the case over here. when you have a glass. The Rav Mishmu explains the how after it's gourd over here to make inside a bigger bucket. That's in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf Min Aleph. Over there it says to weigh down this bucket over here, you put a rack inside, and therefore if it's tied very well, that's the case over here that's tuffle to the last over here. Therefore it's not muksa. Masha'enkin, if it's neither one, not the case of karkolo, not the case of the last, but it's not tied on, the mice is osir. Why is it osir for? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, come nichel get of a bosses. Therefore not only is the even muksa, gourd in the karkolo, also the last, has a carrying an even on top of it, therefore these things also come out there on muksa over here. So Gimel is where Rabbi Yochanan explains the case of the Mishnah Kakola with Eben Metoichoi. A case over here when you have a Kakola Moliparius and you have Eben inside. So Kamal the Mechabin says three halachas, 3 points over here. The number one, over here, if a case of the Paris with Tufim, they'll get ruined by shaking them out. Then it's out, you have said you have a right to pick up the Kakola with the thing of that bosses that's Issa and Laheter. That means since you have the Eben inside, it's Boss Issa, and you have the Hector inside, the Paris over here. If you have a right to metal to metal, you have said. Well, let's say over here, the case of the parish will not get ruined over here. They will come out by locha, you have a chiyav near. And in the case over here, with even the parish will not get ruined, but you need to talk with koimos, they will not shake out the parish over here to the floor, they will talk with koimos, be mutter. So it really comes out, we have 3 points over here, three sages. In the case of bosses, the isru leheter. Number one, you have a chiyav near. Number two, you have no chiyav near in the case of a hefzid. And number three, you have no chiyav near with tzach mekaymai. Now to explain each one. We're saying over here the loch of a mokum hefzid, a person that has no chiyav near over here. Now, the lumdus over here is that since a bustle isser leheter explains the Mishnah Berurah, the isser is now command the lesser relative negate to the sugya of the heter. The same idea we see in the Taz example in the case of a mace, that the isser is but to the case of the heter. And therefore, what a person being metaltal is metaltal only the heter, and we do not look like being metaltal the isser over here. Therefore, once he picked up his chavis, and he has the paris over here and the evan, command the lesser, and therefore is the right, says the Mishpuot, for the chavis to wherever he wants. That means, negate the muks, always the question is, do I put it down miyad, or put it wherever you want? Over here, the Mishpuot speaks out clearly, you have a right to mamshech, the tiltul, and put it wherever you want. Now, he says over here, that let's say you have a paris, and you have the evan, why don't you take out the paris, be a dying. It says you take them out, paris, be dying, they might come to fall on the floor and get have a hefzid over here. But he does speak out, but let's say you have small boxes over here with paris inside. So Taishas obviously just take out the small boxes of paris outside and then shake off the evidence inside. That's the gate to the sugi of hefzid. The gate to the chiyav near. That's the case where there is no chashash of a hefzid over here. It says the Mishrua Agamdi, so we just spoke out. That's something that is Isser and Hector, that's command the last no. It says Chazal, but since we have an eitz over here to shake out the Isser, they will come along, because I will not make a person has to shake out the Isser before it comes along to the title of the Isser and the Heter inside. Now he says, when you do shake it out, he says, there are two reasons, the two cases to shake it out. Either you can shake out the Paris with the Evan, and the Paris won't get ruined, my son's Zichir. Or he says, a case where you just shake out the Evan without the Paris is also that Zichir. He does say, but let's say when you shake out the Paris on the floor, they go Achas Heino, Achas Heino, they go numerous places over here. So you have a Bayam, this is Mitzanasugim, Ma'amor, up to the Chol. And therefore, you have to be very careful when you gather them up together, that if the Paris all over the place, you're not able to go do that. Make sure the Paris only fall the Maisa in one place. The third Yisrael of Tzach Mekaymoy, Kamal the Mishnah explains that since over here, you come to Metaltal, not Mitzad the Muxa Shabbat, Tzad Tzach Mekaymoy, but this reason, Chazal the Maisa will make all, and again, we'll say this side over here, the Issa command, the lesson, the gate to the Heter over here. So again, it comes out very clear when you have something with Bosl, Issa Heter, number one, Chiv Nir. If you cannot do near either mitzah hefzid or mitzah tzach mekoymoy, the loch is the mice will be mutter to do a case of tiltul minat sad with the issa and heter on top of it. We'll see that's the gate of sugya bustle isla heter at sif gimel. We'll see the same yisayif, me yisayidis, and sif dal tzifay in the gate of sugya of shakach. What?
Tiltul
minat sad.
Not
by the case of hefzid.
And
then we'll get to what you're saying in the chariot scene. I see what you mean. There are two hefzids over here. We'll see what you're saying. But no. Oh, yes. Just not what you're saying. Now, in the Sifta Aled, we have a case over here of a chavis, the Mishnah, and that come in base and base. We have a case of a chavis, the Evan on top of this chavis, or the case over here of this money on top of your car. The Gemara says, the only right to have the chiv, the only heter to Minar is the only case of a shokach. Not a case of Meniach. Therefore, the mechaber starts off with the halacha of a case of a shakach over here. That means if you want to shake it off and it'll lead to a case over here of a hesed, either it'll ruin the chavis around you, or it'll ruin the kesel, ruin the money over here. The halacha is a person has the right to do a total with the chavis on top of it, with the iser on top of it. That means here's not the story, the iser bottle heter. There is no heter over here. It's time of a chavis with the shakach, you have a right to pick up the chavis with the money on top. That explains the Mishnah Berurah. If the case over here is bekavono, a case of meniach bedas, then the halacha is, it's a basis. Therefore, even if it fell off the money, the halacha is meniach ksoy ben shmoshes, it's ksoy lekuli yomai, and the whole entire thing in the chavis is always going to be a case that's aser. Over here is a case of shakach. Now, what does it mean, the case over here, that you need something over here, why are you moving it for? It says the Mishnah Berurah, either you're moving it because you need, either the chavis has the yain inside, or the case over here is the yain of the pillow, you want to come go use practically over here. But let's say you're moving it mitzad the sugya of hefsid. Now the two hefsids over here. There's a case of hefsid where you're afraid that the money on top gets stolen. That lemaisa, the loch is you have no right to do a case of to move the chavis. That means to move the chavis is mitzad the sugya or mitzad the sugya of breaking things around it. Now there are really three cases you can have a case of hefsid. You can have the hefsid for the money, you can have hefsid for the chavis around it, or you can have said when you do the near to the money on the floor and you lose the money on the floor. So which hefsid are we discussing? There are three types of cases over here. It says in Mishnah Berurah, two of them are mutter. That means be'ikir, when you pick him the chavis for the yayin, and what's going to happen, and you want to minar the evan on top of the other chavis is, that's mutter, can cause hefsid to the other chavis, number one. Number two, you don't have to go to that. You can pick it up with the money on top. Number two, if you pick up the chavis for the yayin again, only for the yayin, and then what will happen, the money will fall on the floor, and you lose the money, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, the law is, you have a right to pick up the chavis without doing case of nir. Quoting Maravam, Api Abach, the Simon Shin Yud. Have a third case, but let's say you pick up the chavis, not for the yayin, pick up the chavis because you want to save the money, that the Mishnah Berurah bring that from Maravam, Api the Ben Yeruchim, that case is also. I mean, you cannot do pick up the chavis for the money, but if you're doing it in the near, not hefsted, whether for the money or hefsted the chavis, then it might have no chid to go do near, do a case of total over here. A second thing says the Mishnah Berurah, that let's say in a case that a person wants to save the money, what's the eitzah? Which is very simple, do total begufay. I'm going to get to Abed Hashem tomorrow, learn the sugya after the test. Simon Shindu Av, so chest over here, that total metzad is going to be osat sar dove iser, have a total begufay is what to save the money. So as it comes out that if you don't want to do near to save the muksa, that you have a heter, v'oid, if you want to do tilde begufay for the money, then the maisa also is mutter. Now, kamal gemishmuna migzan, the case of Maril, if a person wants to learn at the table on Shabbos, because that's what we do on Shabbos, and there's money over there, and there's a chashu being metatlet, he says over here that since it's not a case of sekresho, there it's mutter to learn by the table, a gam might come along to move the table with the money on top. Now, I explain to Mishnah Berurah, and if you do a case of near over here, it must not be a case of hefsid. The case of hefsid, echami nochi of near. That's aleph. But he says, aloch over here is dafk with napsik ratio. Be a psik ratio, lamais it's also. If so, it's we see over here from our real Yisrael, we spoke out for the Makarvom and Simon Shinya Dalits of Kotnei. What's the aloch of psik ratio by case to abundance? We come on to Aser, says the Makarvom. Says Mishbu, I reckon this aloch that even psik ratio by the abundance, lamais it's also over here. Now, this halacha was saying over here to pick up the chavis that has the money on top. Why is nichol together of total menatzad? Now total menatzad is only mutter. The tzarik dover heter, not the tzarik dover iser. Again, that's be the halacha in tziv ches. If you're doing it mitzad the money, the ma'isa be oser. Ma'ash enkin tzarich mekaymoi, or mitzad you want the yayin over here, the ma'isa in this case over here will be mutter. Now speaks out to be halacha. That we know the loch negate to muksa is always a question. When you pick up muksa, the yadayim, the right to be mamshik the tautel. So we said it already by the case of Bosa Isla Heter, Mishnah Berurah says twice, put it wherever you want. However, negate the case of a shokach, he says in the bialocha, ainim kiveger. Maisim kiveger in the stopek, you have a right to put it wherever you want. Yishal chalp in the case of Siv Gimel versus the case of Siv Dalet. That's the ratio of the machaber. The safe of the machaber is the case of Menech Badas. Again, the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah Kuvim Beis and Beis is Shakach, Masha Ekin Meniach, the Loch is Osir. Osir, what? Even Finir is Osir. Now, what does it mean it was left there by Knesset Shabbos? Where's the Mechaber? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Ben Ashmoshes. We'll see it's a big Mavuch among the Achronim and Paiskim. That Ben Ashmoshes we know is a certain amount of time. 13.5 minutes. How long is it? 1 second or the whole entire time? Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says kol ben hashmoshes. Well, Beis Hashem will see it's machlokes Yishanim and Paiskim. How exactly to understand that idea over here? It says once it's kol ben hashmoshes, loch is it cannot be minar, cannot be metatul, and therefore even if you are minar, what's a loch? The cholitz itself is muksel, and therefore, and even though the muksel is not there anymore, the cholitz itself in Paiskim cannot be metatul. Now the bialocha is an obvious question. We have this cholitz, we want to take out the wine that's inside. You put the rack on top of it, midas. So why isn't the chavis a basis le'iser u'leheter? It's a basis le'heter and metah, and le'heter for the yain inside. Coming to the bialocha, it says a chiddush over here, after the Rishonim, we said in the Paiskim, the look at the piyach chavis, the top area, is only a basis for the iser, for the evid, and not for the yain. That means we see a sign from the bialocha, that someone can take the same object and divide it into two chalokim. The doimdus sugiva mapo. You have a right to say the top half of mice is muksel, and the bottom half will be a bustle isul heter. Now, the Kamalim Mechab is mamshech, and says, we're saying the idea you're putting a top is evan, bedas, mice is muksel. What happened? You put a bedas to remove it on Shabbos. That means you plan to benar it on Shabbos, or you plan to get a goy to remove it on Shabbos. What's halach in that case? So, among the Rishonim, machlokes. The Sefer Truma, the very Tam Shita holds something that's Nisa's Shabbos, you plan to remove, the Mice is not Nichol and Gedar Basis. Atzal Hasheni, Rashi holds, is Nichol and Gedar Basis. Kamung the Mechaber, the Paskin, Stam Yesh Ermim, Stam Lechumo, like the Shita's Rashi. Have a Vlosh Yesh Ermim, being down the Sefer Truma, and the very Tam Shita. The Lachal Mice, Kamung the Taz, first he points out the steers of Minig and Klal Yisrael. He says, the Olam seems to understand, when your candelabra, your menorah, goes out for candles, therefore, still, even though there's no fire over there, and then the oath can go out, can you go move the menorah? The oil is machmer. They're not moving it. Mash enke, in the case of Ma'apel Yainel, the person removes it on the when it's covering the neighbors on top of it on Shabbos, and then you take it off afterwards from the neighbors over here, the person does move it. Some of the Ma'apel Yainel, the oil does move, and some of the menorah, the people do not move. Therefore, by Tzorachin on the Minigo oil. The Maisa answers the question of Bez Hashem in a couple of weeks. We'll learn Simon Reshayan Zayin. We see the Mishnah Berurah and the Makavav has three different Terutzim to answer this question. Look, the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, come along, Api the Makavav, Api the Bach, that says that Gedru is Machim Seidro to be Semich upon the Bein Tam, Semich upon the Sefer Trumo. There's something that will be removed on Shabbos, went through a case of Goy Unir, the Maisa have a right to Matatul afterwards. Now explains the Bialocha, what is this Het of the Sefer Trumo? What's a heter to metatul when the muksa is on top of it? So it brings down a mekiveger, a pitaisvist, that says a chiddush, what we call cheti basis. Then even though it's not a basis on Shabbos, the halacha is this chavis that has the muksa on top, the halacha is you can only do near and not total. I mean, even though it's not basis, meaning you have a right to menar it, but you don't have a heter to metatul it. Now in the Sefer Truma, coming to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that a halacha here is when a person, when he plans to leave it there, that's nichli get of maniach. What defines the definition of planning to leave it, planning to remove it? He says if a person has standas, it's nichli get of planning to leave it there. Voidi says that if a person has a darker bakach, it's nichli get of leaving it there. Both these cases nichli get of bosses. You have to das behead you to remove it over here. Now it says the Mishnah Berurah, what's it as man to remove it? The words of the Mechab is Knisa Shabbos. He says, who would in any time on Shabbos, let's say Shabbos, we know it's 24 hours. Let's say a minute before Ben Hashmoshes at the end of Shabbos, you plan to remove it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's also Nichol Negedah, that's not Bosses. If you plan to remove any part of Shabbos, whether it's Friday night, Shabbos morning, before Shalosh Shudas, Maisa Kodesh Sefer Truma, you'll have a heter, you can do near, then afterwards you'll be able to talk to the Chepetz. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you plan to remove it much of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, since over there's a case of Sofik Lilo, he quotes the Supreme Godom, then says you will not have the heter of the Sefer Truma of Rebbeinu Tam. Speak to the Mishnah Berurah, what about a case of a basis derech hakroi? It's a very common case that people have, let's say, a jewel with muks inside, and it ends up being that the muks is on top of the heter. The reason why that's so is because one has to be on top of another. There's not enough space to have both of them on the bottom. So the question is, something the basis and the other one, agav, derech hakroi, v'li kavono, is that nichol neged of basis over here? So coming with Taz, Maisi points out, according to Chumash Deshin, he wants to be machmir over here. At Taz Hasheni, the Maravon, Maisi wants to disagree and say it's not nichol neged of basis. He said the boshes is when the bottom one is coming to Mishamash to the top one. Here the bottom one is not coming to Mishamash, his agav is there, happens to be there. And therefore then Shayatim points out the Vesmeya, the Glaz, the Yagot wants to be Mekel, and say Nichol Geda of Shokach. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa, Mishmur Paskin, Mumokamatsar, a person can be Mekel. He does point out, negate these muksa draws, you really have to realize there are two things over here. There's a heter with the isser on top, that's makom tzarichi can be mekel. But the drawer itself, there's an isser and heter inside, the drawer has isser and heter, but kavani put each one there. Therefore, if the isser is more chosh than the heter, you cannot open up the drawer. If the heter is more chosh than the isser, then you can open up the drawer. But that means muksa drawers won't have the heter or bas bakwai. It's only in the muksa drawer do you have the heter when the isser just happens to be on top of the heter. Depends on what's more kosher. What's the fine sheet? Better show we'll have to learn in a couple of days. Now, the Taz speaks out the case of Map El Yoino. What comes out the gate to Map El Yoino, first the Mitzvah says, on a table, there are two different mappas in those days, that you had the standard mappa that covered your tablecloth. You had a plastic tablecloth that covered the whole entire table. Then, on top of the mappa tachtoino, you put the neris, and you put the food. I'm sorry, not the neris. You put your food on top of the table, food. Then you came along and you put the mappa and covered the food. That means it went up and down. Then the neiris you put on top of two mappas. That means this mappa leino was underneath the neiris but over the food. What they did Friday night is they rolled up the over the food until the neiris. They stopped there. The neiris were left on the table. After the meal, the neiris went out. The neiris removed, either a case of bustle is the letter or it was removed by a case of a guy. And then they removed that night, or that morning, the next morning, they moved underneath the neiris. Come on, the Taz discussing how in the world they're moving the Map El Yoino. How they're moving it? The mice is atop, the neiris is on top of the Map El Yoino. Now the question is, what is the question? The Shaitin has two options, being done either for the Pir Megadim. The question over here is, how in the world are they moving underneath the map, the underneath the neiris? This area is what's bothering it. Underneath the neiris, mice is the bosses, totally here the neiris. The way Lusha Sratz understands it, how in the world are moving the whole entire map up? Again, it seems to be an argument, can you divide up a chavitz in half? But Lusha Sratz understanding, even the map that's covering the food, how in the world are you moving it? That's the shell of the Taz. It says, Mishibuah, but Maisa, the map of Tachtoino, Amada, not to Machmer. Why he said over here, it's only a boss's Ba'akoi. And he points out, why is the map there for? Who is coming to Mashiach? Sorry, not Mappa Tachtoino, Mappa El Yoino, it's the Vada, a person, there's no reason to be Machmer here. Number one, Aloch L'maiso. Yeah, he wants to argue the Taz. If I remember correctly. But he says, Maisa, at the end of the day, Maisa, there's no reason why to be Machmer here. Because number one, he says, Nichol get a bus back, Roy, which the Taz is not a hold of. And therefore, Nichol get a bus back, Roy. And number two, who is being Mashiach Mashu? Why is this map over here for? The map over here is mitzad the table, not mitzad the neiris. Therefore, since over here, a pim rashi's shita dafim test, that we have to know who is being mishamashu, the map is mitzad the table, not mitzad the neiris over here. Therefore, vada the map you have right to matautel. That means he gets involved, the map al yenu, in the taz of the world, but at the end of the day, the mice, he says, the vada can make on the map al yenu. The look is when a person puts something on Erev Shabbos, nichol get of b'niach. What happened to nichol get of stam das? Stam put it there. See, it's a machlokes. The Chumash Tzedeshin says Erev Shabbos nichol get of b'niach. The way of the Beis Yosef, he understands nichol get of shakach. We're going to bring down this machlokes. What is it? Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. He wants to medayt the Rambam that stam das Erev Shabbos. He wants to say be'ikah should be machmor over here. Now he says over here that avad in the case where you had stam das. Let's see, you put it b'kavono, even the rest day, the rest of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the rest of the week, you plan to leave it there on Shabbos, avada, not nichol get of shakach. Avada, that's not shakach. However, in the case you plan to remove it, and then you forgot it there, nichol get of shakach, l'kulei alma. It does speak out a point of your side, which we do not know the sugi yet, something called kinyan shel tarnagol. Kinyan shel tarnagol means a nest of where the tarnagols are, and there's a beitza inside. Now it comes, you have this nest. Why do you have the nest for the tarnagol? Because you know, and it's made for beitzim. It's made to have beitzim laid there. Therefore, is that nichol get of b'niach or shokach? That means you do not know it's there, you know das is there, but it's made to be there, the beitzim. It says in Mishnah Berurah, you cite again from Forsh Sugya, that something is made to have something inside. Like, I mean, you have no das that's there, no knowledge that's there, nichol get of b'niach. Therefore, we have numerous cases that since it's darker to be there, has gedem niach. Let's say, for example, you have a muksa draw. It's made, things are made to be there. That's gedem niach, whether you have das there or not. You have the case they discuss is an accordion case, a bottle or your money purse. Things are made for things to be inside, whether you have das to be there or not, since that's a place where it belongs, you have to gedem niach, and therefore it's case of bosses. As all the klum negates the sugya of bosses. Now it says Rambam, when a person, when he removes it on Shabbos, however reason, avaz nichlan together of bosses, and therefore even when the is off, the thing underneath the mice is aser. Why is it aser? It means ketoy ben shmoshes, is ketoy l'kul yoymei, speaks out the Mishabrua, that's whether you, in the case you plan to leave there the whole time Shabbos, whether you go through Rashi Shito, that you plan to remove it on Shabbos, as you get it being there the whole time Shabbos, and then we say the side of it is ketoy l'kul yoymei. It says this halacha applies with this negate to muks of Evan, negate of the muxes, even in case of great goods for tzibuchim, which is not really benish moshes, and the gam came right on benish after on Shabbos, which is oichel. And we usually think oichel has less of a gate of muksa, kamash mulan, since it's mingi das ketzoy benish moshes, it's ketzoy lukuli yoimai. Mamshik Ramo, it says, let's say a person puts a bus on his chifetz of his chaver, he has a klal. In Adam Isa shall Chaveru Shlomi Daito. You can't ask the Chavitz of Yichaver. Says the Mishmur, even the case where the Isser is Yichaver and the head is Yichaver does not make a difference, even both is Yichaver, you can not ask the Chavitz of Yichaver. Therefore, what's that law? That's the case of Shokach. What do? You menar it off. Now the head to underneath, the mice have a right to Matatul. But says the Mishmur, but let's say during time is Chaveru. Example, he has a menorah over here, and his candles, and all the dripping, you're afraid Mitzvah to go to Leiko. Then you put your bowl underneath, and you're going to capture anything, and it came on Erev Shabbos, and things dropped inside. Then a muksa. And now you have a case where you have a bosses. Come on, the Mishmur says, in that case, during the time of Chaveroi, Maisa, that's nichol together of a sugya of bosses, and therefore, even if it comes out, the muksa on Shabbos, meaning it's considered benesh moshes, it's considered kulu yaymai. It does bring down, however, the Sivus that says, the loch is, well, let's say you plan to remove it on Shabbos, you must have two shitas. The Mai says, since it's a chivus of Yichaver, plus together the fact you plan to remove it on Shabbos, you pay a tam shito, the Mai says, person can be mekel once you move the chivus, and it can be metatlet. Sifei, just like Shlomo of Sifdalad, again, Sifdalad case of Shokach, Sifei is also Shokach, and Sifdalad we saw the heter of Hesed in here. Kamalum Chabbos Sifei says, the heter of Sarf Mikoimai. That means, again, you have to realize that three a term in the Gera. The get to go bust this letter, and there's three a term of case of Shokach. Number one, Chiv Nir, Benaret, Vikir Benaret, Mitzad Sugir Hefzid, and Mitzad Sugir Tzorch Mekoymoy. So over here, Sifhei discussing Tzorch Mekoymoy, the get to Sugir of Shokach. The loch over here is when a person needs a mokum, where the place where the chavitz is, where the place of the car is, the loch is, or you need to use this thing over here, the loch is you do not have to do the case of Benaret, because you need a mokum over here. Now, Gemish Mu'ah speaks out very clear, daf case of Shokah, case of Niach, the Maisel, then it can't not be Matatul. The Tiltul is also, and the other Maisel is also here. Now, obviously, it means a case when the place has to be Ponoi. If you can marry there and use the place also, they have no right to go do a case of Tiltul over here.
What's the
Yisoid in there? The Yisoid in the Heter is doing Tiltul Matzah, so I have a Heter. Fine, Adkan Simon Shintes. Simon Shin Aleph, we just learned recently, the Sugya of a Mason Shabbos. I have nothing else here in my sheets. Cool, I put that there. Yeah, okay, fine. Fine, Simon Shin Yud Sevav, very simple, the Sugya of Bet Kli Machonai, that we have the halacha that's brought down in the Gemara, that a person can have a Kli underneath something, otherwise Nichla Geder, says Mishmua Pidataz, Sugya of Seis over here. Now, since the halacha, you have right to cover it, to Mitzah the Sugya of Ein Kli Nitl, and so on, and we might see not pass like a Yitzchok, that we have right to cover the Beitz over here, or cover this idea over here, and the condition that a person can, however, the rule is a person cannot touch the Mukso. Now the question over here is, the Maisa, by now we should know, we have a right to touch Mukso. Mechaber and Sef Mebeis, Ramon Sef Gimel. So we come along, and we have Yisayid over here, that when can you touch Mukso, we cannot touch Mukso. The cloud, the clothes, is you can't touch Mukso. I mean, if people say you cannot touch Mukso, that's a mistake. But look, if you can't touch Mukso, you can't even talk to Mukso. However, if it speaks out the Taz of Magaram, up in the Lachal, the Chumas Adeshim, it's served of an Isser, it's Osir. That means you're covering an egg with served the Isser, the egg which knows that Shabbos is Osir. Mash Enke Mishmur passed it not that way. He passed like the Goyim, like the deceivist. The loch over here is that Tilta Metzal, Sark Dove Isser, is mutter by Negiya, only Miuchet and Egg, or Miuchet case of Menoyo, the Chashash being Metalpilot, moving it, therefore the Nechon the Isser of Chashash Negiya over here, Metzal Shigil being Metalpilot. Simon Shinid Aleph, the Sigil of Mason Shabbos. The first mechaber has two cases over here. Between the sugya daf and gimel beis, you have a case of a mace that's by achshash of a dleikel, they'll burn it. You have a case of a mace nechamo, they'll be masriach. So first you have a case of a mace that you're afraid mitzad the dleikel will burn over here. What comes out of the mechaber is very simple, three things. Number one, do kick of a tinnik. Number two, you cannot do that, do tiltum atzad, meaning going from one bed to another bed. Number three, you cannot do that, the loch is do tiltum gomer. More speaks of very clearly why we have this a term for mitzad odom is bol al mesli. Now to explain each one, first to get to the sugya, explain each one. They get to the sugya of a mace they had leiko speaks of the mechaber that you have a kicker tinnik, a person has to use a kicker tinnik. Mishmua says l'shitosai la daka kicker tinnik, any klish shemalak to leheter is nichol nisayda kicker tinnik. And what's he saying over here? What's the reason over here? He says, because if you can do it with any heter, kena a kar over here, a gamba not nichol a kol negate to your bosses, because I'll tell you, make any heck over here as if you're being metakal over here a heter. Now, where do you put the kikyo tinnik or any klish shemakla heter? Says the mishgur, the magavrom, either you put it on top of it or you put it on the bed next to it over here. Now, speaks of the mishgur, a gam, the loche is being metakal sai iser and heter, and your main idea is coming to metakal over here the iser. But since it's not nikkur that much, we have the heter next to it, divrei chazal l'maisu matur it. However, this heter kikyo v'tinik, I will see the loch in Tzifei, is dafker by mace. Only us to cover the mace. Otherwise, we're all over muxes, then the gates are sugar like in Evan, muxa mach l'skufa, will not have this heter. Number two says in Mechaber, that's in the case we don't have a kikyo v'tinik. The loch is, we do a tiltum netzat. That means you turn it over from one bed to another bed. Now, again, we'll see the loch in Simen Shinin Al Simches. The loch is tiltum etzad, shmei tiltum, like the Gemara says, speaks out to show him in the Mechaber, that's dafka tzarek tover iser, not tzarek tover heter. Over here, why we makel, I am mice tzarek tover iser, besides the sugar to leiko, adam bala maisoi, then we have, specifically over here, we have the heter. Number three says in the Mechaber, you don't have a kikya tinnik, and you cannot do tiltum etzad, then you do a case of a tiltum gomer. Now, the question is, now, after the tiltum gomer, and you have the bed over here, is the bed nichol l'sugya of bosses, and there's a bed maisa muksa when the mace is off the bed. That means usually we try to get the mace on the floor. What is halacha in the gate to the bed? Speaks out the mishmur different akimtas. If the mace was chay ben ishmoshes, and then he passed away on Shabbos, whether it was a stipler, whether it was a chad nishukadayma, and then they put him on the floor, what's the halacha in the gate to the bed? The halacha is, it's not a bosses. Why? Because it ain't muksa l'chetzi Shabbos. The halacha is, once it's removed, the loch is that by the bed is not mukso, not a bosses. But let's say it was a mason Erev Shabbos, and then it was there ben Ashmoshes, then they come along and bring the machloikis, the Rosh versus Balamor. The Rosh come along and says, we have the argument of Klal, anything near that's ben Ashmoshes, meaning it's considered ben Ashmoshes, it's considered the Kuliyomi. Come along the Balamor, and he disagrees with the Gavram explains, but Ikir, we do not want a mace on the bed. It's not good for the mace, it makes him asriach, you best him one on the floor. The Mishnah will say the best thing is to take away the kai of Rikasas and put him on the floor. Therefore, the bed is not really being mishamish the mace. He just happened to be there. Kain idea busts back roi. Since the esim I don't want it, it's not coming to mishamish it. They said the bosses is the heter is coming to mishamish the iser. Therefore, the loch is, says the Balamar, not nichol sugya bosses. Therefore, when the mace gets off the bed, loch is the mita, the mace is not nichol sugya of bosses. But let's say you have das to leave the mace in the mitzvah of the whole entire Shabbos, then the vada loch is, even the mace comes off, it's a bosses. And therefore the loch is, the mitzvah of the mace of the person cannot be metatl. Now the Mechaber over here says that this halacha, that when a person is moving mitzad leiko and gives you these three options, a kikv etinik, tiltum etzad, and then tiltum gomer, he says, dafka ba'isir ishus. Big me aluch among the achroinim, why do you say that? What's the vada over here? Why dafka ba'isir ishus? We'll see in Sir Bayes, the loch is to Kamlus, even maybe to Shus Rabim. Why dafka bo Isir Shus? It speaks out the Mishnah Brua, the simple reading of the Mechaber is Ein Chlami, dafka bo Isir Shus, and the way the Mechaber explains why, mitzad the Sugar to Leiko, to have a mace burned is not a Bezoyin. That means Sir Bayes is a Sugar mace masrich a Bezoyin. Here there's no Bezoyin, and therefore there is no Het over here. That's how Mechaber explains the Yisrael of the Mechaber. Mice of the Achrim disagree with that. The way Levush wants a Taino, the words of the Mechaber wants Taino is a Toy Cipher. We're talking with the Taz, one option. A second option, how to answer the Mechaber, come with the Taz. You want Taina, Dafkin Isu Rishus, you have to find different Aitzis over here, or Kikim Atenik, if not Tiltum Netzad, if not Tiltum Gomer, Mash Ink in the case of a Caramelist. A third option, the way the Mishmur understands, he says, Dafk over here,
in Sif Aleph, the halacha is that you always use a kikar b'tinek. Mashiach in Sif Beis, it's a mavucha if you need a kikar b'tinek. That means Yisur is just always a kikar b'tinek. Al the nochen option, the way the bi'alacha brings out from the goyin, the mechaber is chayzer. In Sif Aleph is the halacha of the Rambam. Sif Beis was the case of Rashi Shita over here. The fact that we have like four or five ways to stand up one over here in the mechaber. Halacha l'maisa the mishpura says that vaday u'mekel. He has a list of Rechonim that way, up here a list of Rishonim over here that way, and therefore Vada mitzad the Sugya of Bezoyin the Mace, mitzad the Sugya of Deleika, the Maisei do take him out. Even not in the Oyser Rishos. Do you need a kick or tinnik? That's part of two Shintas in Sif Beis. A Vada, we do take him out of that Rishos if it's Mokhman Tzarech. The second case of the Mechaber, when you have a case of a Mace, that's a case of a Chama, the son over here. Over here the Mechaber says also words Oyser Rishos. To be entitled to the kikar b'tinek. That means two things you have to realize. Number one, dafka kikar b'tinek and not tiltul mansad and not tiltul gomer. Over here it says only kikar b'tinek and not more than that. Mashenki deleika odabal amamoinoi al meisoi. And number two, here he says oisir rishos. And Elam says, yeah, the mechab is correct, oisir rishos. However, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, why do you say oisir rishos? Because the mechab is l'shitosa in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, the mechab says, when the meis is ready masriach, then we had to bring it to a Karmelis. The Ramova that says, even before it's Masriach, also you have to bring it to a Karmelis. So Mesa Mutl Becham is what? It's Klingum Shirasriach. Then we said, Echnami, the Mechavish Isirishos, is Lashitosoi. But once we go like the Ramo, and the Mishmur says, we pass like the Ramo, the Bach passing like that, Echnami, in the Sefer of the Mechaber, we said, Isirishos, a Mesa Mutl Becham, Kodemo Echami be Mutr, even to another Rishos. Now the Ramah does end off saying that what's the reason over here coming to be machmer and saying Mesa Mutl Becham is dafka kikar b'tinek and not the other eitzes tiltul mansad, not the eitzes tiltul gomer? Because why? Because you have the eitzes sifav. Sifav will see the halacha making oil aray. Since you have another eitzes, won't come along to be mekel the sugya tiltul mansad. The Mechaber speaks out that this halacha again, you cannot be metaltul at all. Even the case of only case kikar b'tinek, not tiltul mansad. The halacha points out that Gam were being more mekel in Sif Beis by case of karabias, by case of taking it to an other rishos. One say over there, since you sometimes you don't have any other options, what to go do. But here you always have an option to kick of a tinnik. Gam, once in a while, you might not find a kick of a tinnik. Maaseh Chazal loy plug. Voidi says, Makabam says also, we see that Issa Teltu Mokse is Mohammed that being moist of rishos. Therefore, come up with more machm over here and say you have no other option to kick of a tinnik. We have to leave the mace as is. Now it says over here that Tiltul Mansad is Shmei Tiltul. Again, by now you should know the klum is very simple. Again, we did not learn the main sugya yet. The Mishmur speaks out that even if you want to use a kono and do Tiltul Mansad on the mace, is Shmei Tiltul. Why doing Tiltul Mansad? The circuit of it iser is Shmei Tiltul. But let's say you want to do Tiltul Mansad with a kono because you want to use the mokum over here. That means that's called Tiltul Mansad, circuit of a heter, says the Mishmur. Api the place king the Taz, the loch is a body, you have a right to go push it away. That means even though Muhammad says don't do Tiltul Mansad, that's Dafko when you're doing mitzad the mace, mitzad the chamo. But if you want to do mitzad, you want the mokum, then on the mace you have a right to do Tiltul Mansad. Agam also gain mitzad the sugya chamo. Sipes, the sugya and tagdal and beis, the case of mace shesriach. So over here the loch is when the mace is between the chayim. The Mechaim, Maisam, Mizbaz, Mitzad, the Reich over here, it smells very bad. The Loch is a person has a right to Matatul, even to a case of Rishos of a Karmelis. Now, the words of the Mechaber is already is smelling. The words that Mori mentioned before is even before Shesriach, it might come to be Masriach over here. That means it seems to be Machlokes, Mechaber, the Mor, whose COVID are worrying about. The way the Mechaber understands the COVID of the Chaim are worrying about. Mashenki, the Mor, were worrying about the COVID of the Mace. Therefore, even before Shesriach, we're about mitzvah the sugya of the mace. Now, in this halacha, they were saying the idea of even kovel Shesriach speaks out the Ramo. If so, we have a head to kikar tinnik. That's halacha and sifal over here. And if you even want to mitzvah the other rishos, it sounds like the Magavram, you always need a case of kikar tinnik. Now, the Mechaber says over here that a person takes it out to a kamelis. He speaks out according to Mechaber Shitasai. That since you're worried about the covenant of Chaim, it really depends. If the Chaim can leave, they should leave. If the Chaim can't leave, it's out of covenant of Chaim, then you take out the mace. Now, we're coming over here, we're talking to the mace. Agam is an Issa of Tiltul Mokso. to the case of a karmelis, says the Gemara, the reason why, as kav nabiyas is daicha, the loy shishu b'toro, Rashi loy salsa over here, but as kav nabiyas we have a het over here. Again, explains the Mishmur and the Magar Avram, which have the sugya of the chayim, they see something that smells over here, therefore they despise upon it, therefore we're right to go move it. Mashenkein, which have the mace, is not that much of a bazoin, no one sees it over here, mace already is hisriach, and therefore we're not worrying mitzvah the sugya of the mace. Speaks out the Mishabura, however, in a situation where there'll be a bezoin for the mace. For example, by case of a svino, there's a bezoin gadol that everyone's around seeing the mace over there. A person has the right to metatlot. I will see later on in the sif over here. Now, the Mishabura speaks out, however, according to the Ramah, that says the halacha over here is, it's kabbalah sriach, person has the right to metatlot. Then it comes along, the Mishabura Maharavam says that even though the Machaber says that if a people can leave, you have no right to metatlot the mace, that's only the Machaber shito. But according to the Ramah, he says you have to worry about the covenant mace. Even if people can leave, still you have a right, and you have a chiv, go metal to the mace, I'll get a kick of a tenek. Now, bringing out to the case of Carmelis, come with the Mechaber brings down, should you do it, I'll get a kick of a tenek. He brings down Rashi Shita, metal to the Carmelis with the case of kick of a tenek. Mash Enkin, the Rabban says, to Ma'ait, the Israelite saw, do it without a case of kick of a tenek. Explains the Magarim and Mishnah Berurah, the tzad to be mekel kick of a tenek, whatever can be mistaken again to the total mukhtar be mistaken that way. Whatever person cannot be mistaken, you can't be mistaken over here. Now, Aloch Lamaisa, a couple of Mishabuah, he says that Ali Rabbah's Machria, like Rashi, Loch is you should use a kicker of a tenek. However, he says, let's say you cannot use a kicker of a tenek, you cannot find one a kicker of a tenek, or any klishim like letter. Then he says, Aloch is, we have no achro over here that you cannot use a kicker of a tenek, echnami metatul beli kicker of a tenek. Agam, the Mogarvam does not say that way. I mean, the Mishmur seems to go against the Mogarvam that first use a kick of a tenek, you have no option, but even add a kick of a tenek. Mamashul the Mechaber, and said that's the case of a karmelis. Mash and in the case of a Shusurabim, it brings down Yesh Mishimata to a case of a tenek. However, not a case of a kicker. So, first, what is a case of a tenek? What age is a tenek? So, where the Taz seems to understand, how the Shaitin explains, that tenek means any child, one day, 2 days, does not make a difference over here. And they say this, that since you have a tinnik, and you have a case over, you have a mace, and you get to the sugavite, so you have a baya, so the tinnik is brought to the mace, and the mace imlocha shayin tzrichlu gufoi. And the other way around, the mace, you have no right to metatul, it's on sugav mukto, that's bottled to the chai, and therefore the chai is no problem being metatul the chai. So it comes out, the mace is bottled to the chai at mukso, and the chai is bottled to the mace, mitzad the sugavite, so. Which is interesting, comes out, but he points out mitzvah the sugya, the min echad, the bottom one to another. Maisa the Mishmur did not go the way, he went like the Magar Ram. He says over here, when it says a case of chai, of a tinnik, means dafka when it's chai noisets asmoi. The clone that we learned already in Simon Shin Ches, Shif Mem Aleph, the dafka child who carries himself could put one foot in front of another and walk. Again, I tried this morning with my 7-month-old, he cannot do it, no matter how much I tried, one foot in front of another, he would try to tell me 6 months. No way 6 months. It's not a shaykh. Closer to here. Otherwise, it's not shy to go do that way. Now, you have a head to Chai Noises Atzmoy. Now, Mishmur does point out that this halacha, Chai Noises Atzmoy, is dafka negeah to this halacha of Shus Rabim. Having negeah to the sugya of Karmelis or inside the own Shus, there it says Tinnik means any day, any age. It means even one day old. Because if you have a head of Kikur is not Chai, you have a head to also Tinnik. That means the only time Mishmur says you need Chai Noises Atzmoy is only negeah to the sugya of Shus Rabim. Negate your Shuram, use a kicker, you're over the Raisa. Therefore, you need a Sugya Chaynoshis Atzmoy. Mash Enkein, Karmelis, or the case of in the Chotzer, there's no Isser, or no Isser Raisa. You have a head to have a Tinnik even one day old. Now, the reason to be Makel over here, to Shur Shuram, Isaac Din the Raisa, because we pass like a Shimon, Melachosh and Tuchel Gufo is the Rabbanon. Therefore, only discussing it in the Rabbanon as Kavla Mace, Kavla Bias, the Mace Rebbe Heter. Aloch Lamaiso, Kamal Magavam, and Mishmur, first they speak out, what's it sound to be Machma over here? He points out that even though we want to be making Mitzah the Sugya of a Karmelis, because that there is not Ikri Deraiso, Mash Enkin, the case of Shusuram, is an Ikri Deraiso. Only your Machshava takes away the Malacha, but the Pu'uli you're doing is Be'etzim Din Deraiso. Therefore, Kamal Mishmur, the task seems to go this way, that the Eliyahu says, Be'ikra Aloch should be to be Machmer, because number one is the Ikri Deraiso. And number two over here, the whole halacha of the Samech upon him Shimon is not that simple. We know the Ram passing like a Yudom Locha Shein Zuchel Gufa Yischayev. Therefore, for these two reasons, Kamung the Mishmur says to be Machm over here. Now it speaks out the Mishmua of Magavrom, the Nevada case of a kicker, the Kulam of the Dindarai, so there is no head over here. Now the Prisha does ask, says the Magavrom, Apina Ramban, says, sorry, the Bialocha, Apina Ramban, what's the Chilvin case of a Karmelis versus the case over here? Sorry, let's take a step back. According to Ramban, the Locha is negated a Karmelis, the Locha, you cannot use a kicker tinnik. Yet the Ramban is saying over here that to a case of Shusri Rabim, you could go use a tinnik. Because it's still, it's the same Ramban. Ramban said by Karmelis, you cannot use a kicker tinnik, and by Shusri Rabim said, go use a kicker. And from the Mishmua, Apina Maimon Mordechai, now this halacha that the Ramban is saying is only in the Shitas Rashi. His own Shita, in Echlam, there is no heter. That means you have to realize the idea of kicker is only in Rashito, but the Ramban still does not hold this way. Now, the Muhammad is Mamshech and says this halacha is hooting any other bezoin. For example, a case where we are not a Svino, the halacha is, and going around and watching it, they have all the halachas like Mesh, Sisriach. Whatever the clone are in the gate, Kamlish, Sisriach, has the same clone over here. Why? Because when the mace is there by the boat, it's a bizarre goggle. Says Ramon now, this halacha to metatal is by the case of Yisroel discussing until now. But let's say to metatal a guy, the halacha is more to like a case of kick of a tinnik. Now it's very ambiguous what the words of the Ramon means, the way the Mishmur explains very clearly, meaning, just like by the case of Yisroel has a head to a kick of a tinnik, who would a day guy have a head to without a kick of a tinnik? That means you want to move a mace. Anyway, with its club, we learned until now, with a kicker tinnik, a goy is the same thing without a kicker tinnik. Now the Mishmur says, it sounds like we only have a heter for the sugya of a karmelis, we will not have the heter of a shusirabim. Now if go move it with a case of a goy. And therefore, he brings down the Magavram, says the mice to be machma to a case of a goy to the case of a shusirabim. A gamli calls and fernand says, el rabbis been sad to be mekel. And the Sharitini says, in a shusirabim shalanu, that the chur would give it usually a getter of a karmelis. Or Rechosh is in the get of a Karmelis. There he says, number one, since we have a tier for the Ramban Shita, that we have a right to go take it to a Rishus Rabbim, even through a case of Yisrael. Va'id, we have the El Rabba against the Magavram. There he says, in the case of Rishus Rabbim Shalanu, a person has a right to go tell a Goy to go metaltal a mace, even in the case of Rishus Rabbim, by the case of a Bazaar Gadol. Now they say that the Heter just speaks out the Magavram, is that since we have a klal over here of Shvush to Shvus, of a case of the Iskin going to go do something that a guy is nichel together of less by maiso, therefore is a guy to metaltal a mace, wachashay to gufay, go metaltal. Now it just brings down the Ramban that says the case of a Karmelis is different than the case of a Krua, because Karmelis, everyone knows, nichel together of the Rabbanon. The case of a Krua is the case of Bzoim Faesio. People think there's an Iskin going on over here, therefore we're not going to let a person go do Krua on Shabbos. Mamshech the halacha, let's say a person wants to metaltal the tzorich a koyin, kanim, might say you want to go inside the house, or the inside the house, you have to make them leave, or any other tzorich. The first speaks out the Magavram, the machlokes among the Rishonim, if the loch is, if a Yisrael can move the mace to a case of kick of a tinnik. It brings down Maril, that says the loch is a person has the right to metatul the mace to kick of a tinnik, and that's a minig, even in the case of Yisrael. Mashenkin, the goy smaimis, the maisi wants to aser, to a case of kick of a tinnik. Why? Because that's only tzorich mace and not tzorich a chayim. Halacha, the Ramah come along and it's Paskins not like the Mariel, and says we only have a heter of King of a Tinnik negated to the Sugya of a Goy, but not negated to the Sugya of Yisrael over here. And they write, Chenoigim, Tzarech Mitzvah, Kedoyma. Now explains to Meshavu, what's the Tzarech Koinim? It means that underneath one roof over here, you want to be inside together. Maisi, you want to metaltal the mace over here. The question is, go to the case of Yisrael, that you cannot do, because Nichol together of Tzarech Chayim, not Tzarech Mace. Now speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, the Magavram. Let's say you want to do tiltum atzad. We know again tiltum atzad. Tzarech dovah heter is mutter. Here tzarech mekoyim. You want the mokum for the kanim. Then the vadi can go do it. Like get the loch and tzefei. You have a right to case of tiltum atzad. Tzarech dovah heter over here. Now speaks out the Magavram, the Mishnah Berurah. You want to use this room so the kanim can be here. So if you move the mace somehow tiltum atzad. Well, it's very hard to move a mace begufay. Echlam can do begufay. You're right. If you can move it with a body, echlam. I'm not sure. That maybe it's nichol get a bezayin. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how rolling a mace and not nichol get a bezayin also. A little bit bothers me. Rolling a mace from bed to bed, or flipping it. Why is it not nichol and bezayin? If I would see that, that'll be a bezayin to me. But Mishmur says this heter that you want to move from place to place means either kahanim or any other tzarech. He said dafke if the kroivim are maskim, only to let you go do it. Otherwise, if they want to do the tire there, and be oisik in the mace over there, we have no heter. He said, even in the case of Beis Knesses, kind of want to go inside, only if the Kuev are masking. But otherwise, if they want to do the tire somewhere else, Maisa, what's in this place, the other place, then they can't go move it over here. He does speak out, this idea of being quarantine masking is only negated to a case of not a nafold. A case of a nafold is no cover negated to the sugya of a nafold, and therefore a person can force them to move from place to place. Now, the Mishabua says, I am like a run for other term. He points out, even though we're saying over here, it's not a coin, if the coin did not want, you do not have to, we do not take out the mace, blessing the coin is a chayla, and he cannot leave this place over here, then the lochin is echanami, not to be even isidereisa on this coin over here, that we are metatul to a case of a guy. Now, this you say to me, why is it mutter? So it says in Mishabu, they say there's nothing to do with any het term over here in Simon Shinyan Aleph. It's an algemeiner heter of Simon Shinyan Aleph, Simon Shin Zain Sefei, of the loch of Shvush Shvus, with mutter, makam tzar godl, and mutter makam mitzvah. Therefore, the reason why we're being metatul to the mace over here. It's again nothing to do with boil, not inside the sugya of tzarech. The sugya of shvus to shvus, welcome to our kodel, the maaser of mekel. Sif Gimel is discussing that the Gemara says kikar tinnik. The question is, does it mean daka kikar tinnik? Does it mean other objects over here also? Speaks out the mechaber. Let's say you have a case of a beged, the maaser that he wore over here, and therefore you want to take it now and put it on top of the mace over here. Next to him, on top of the mace and metatul, says the mechaber is nifl together of kikivitinik. Speaks out the mishbura, the magaram, the bialocha, that even though we say the word beged, it's lafka beged, it's any kli shimlach leheter. That means mishbura, I think, says four different times already, this yisoid, that any kli shimlach leheter has a getter of kikivitinik. Now he points out, the mechaber says over here, yesh misha'imer and sef gimel, and yesh misha'imer and sef dalet. He points out the word yesh misha'imer does not mean there are cholkim. The reason why he says Yesh Mishoimer, he says Yesh No Yedua, that the derech of the Mechaber is that something that's not going to force him on all the Rishonim, only one or two Rishonim, will bring it down with the also Yesh Mishoimer. Therefore, he says in Sef Gimel, it's Lekuli Amma, every reason, Loch Lamaiso, that any Kli Shemach Leheter is Mutter, the Geret Metal to Lameis, like Kikivitinik, Mash Enki and Sef Dal the Yesh Mishoimer, it's clear Machloikis, and Mishmo himself will come along to argue that point, and therefore, that's why he says Losh Yesh Mishoimer over there. Sif Dalad is once you say we have a right to put a beged on top of the mace, a kikimatinik, what about the beged that mace himself is, that he himself is wearing it? It's coming to Mechaber, again, Lashish Bishoimer, it says the whole chumra of kikimatinik that you need is that for the mace's aura. However, the mace is wearing begodim, just like we have a beged on top of the mace, who did the beged himself that he's wearing, a person has a right to metal to the mace, believe kikimatinik. Mace is a massive chiddush over here, there are a bunch of questions. One question they point out, where is the Makar for Kikavitinik? And by Dovel Melech, like Mar Chabas, Daf Lama Beis, Dovel Melech, the Maisa was learning Torah, Avadi is wearing a begodim over here, he fell off this ladder over here, and he's on the floor. The Gemara says, Shlomi Is the Beit Midrasha, how to go and talk to my father? He said, Kikavitinik. Why Kikavitinik? He was wearing begodim. So the Shlomi Maisa argues for this reason. The way the Taz, the Makar, want to answer, there's a klal, that's something that a Kohen himself wore, Loch is Osir Bano, and cannot give it to anybody else. Therefore, since Sofran Alam Alochim, therefore, Echanami, negate specifically to a Melech, the Loch is that the mace is Kilu his Orem, because the Begadim Maisa also Bahano. Another question Mishmur discusses, we've been metalted inside the Begadim, let's metalted inside the Sugi of the Mita over here. She said, Elamai, you're going to have to answer, the Mita is Tofel to the mace. If so, it gets involved. Why don't you say the same story that the Ksus, the clothing, is Tofel to the mace over here? So Magavam wants to answer over here, because over here the begodim you plan to remove. Mash Eng Tachrichim not plan to remove. Bialoch has a hard time with understanding that Yisod over here you plan to remove. He says, first of all, what's the Gemara discussing over here? When you have a mace over here, that's really Tachrichim. Talking about Pasha the mace, where's begodim over here? Why do you have to come on with King of Tinnik? What he says over here, the Gemara says clearly, when you have a person that has begodim upon him, the Loch is the begodim a bottle to the person over here. And if it's a Tafel, he gets involved with Svaras the Mechalik. He says there are doichik over here. It points out Koshkein, once you can be saying the Mita is a case of Tafel, so in the case of Begodim is Tafel. The Mita is a Tzarech, the Mace, which is not really a Tzarech. Koshkein, the Begodim is a Tzarech, and therefore the Mace, he argues on the Mechaber. That means Sef Gimel, the Mishmur says, it's the Kuli Amal, Losh Yesh Mishoimer. Sef Dal, the Mechaber, Mace says, the Mutter, Mishmur says, to argue Aloch the Mace against the Mechaber over here. Sef Shai, come on, the Mechaber says two Alochas. One is the idea over here, when it's come to move the mace, when tzarech mekoymoi, the loch is tiltum et sam tzarech dava a heter the mace is mutter. If you need the mokum of the mace or the bed that the mace is on top of, mace have a right to metaklut. Explains the mishabrua, since he's not doing it with shul the mace, doing it inside the mokum that's mutter. They will tilt him inside tzarech dava a heter is mutter. If you can right to flip the mace from one bed to another bed, I'll tilt him inside. That's aleph. Number two, the Yisrael of the Loch of Kikiv Etinik speaks out the Mechaber is only in the gate of Sikiv Mace and not to other things. Speaks out the Taz, I the Maisim see other times we have a right to Metatul Kain the idea of Kikiv Etinik. Number one, we have the Loch and Simich in Ches Sefei. The Mechaber brings down the Rosh Hashito. It's said by Klishu Malakta, the Isser. You want to move your laptop that's outside and put a Kikiv Etinik or any Klishu Malakta enter on top of it, you have a right to move it. Speaks out the Taz, Yesh L'chalek. The Mechaber over here discussing a case that's a mace like an Evan, that's not a shame kli. Mashenke tell me it's a shame kli, that's when the Rosh wants to be makel. Aleph. The second speaks out the Taz. We have a case over here that's a bustle Isla Heter. The Loch is a come to Metatul the Chavis. And the Mesa, why we're not seven part kicking the Tinnik. Speaks out the Taz, the Yisrael, the Mishmur said earlier, that the Yisrael of the Isla Heter would be Metatul, the Heter is Mechoshev, because the Isis command the lesser. Negate to the heter, or what do you mean metatul? Being metatul only heter and not being metatul iser. There's a lumbus going on over here. The iser is command the lesser in front of the heter, being metatul only heter over here. The loch lemaisa mishmua sends you to simon shidachas sefei, which by now the olim should know that the maisa taz over here and over there the maisa is machmer, the graz, the goin, and the sivis, mashenkin, the mishmua adov with the graz, mok mehevsim rubo, kuin makel by klish shemalakhtan the iser, they have right to metatul ide kikivitinik. Who did any klish shemalach to the heter? Sivol discusses with a mace is mutter b'chama, and he cannot move it by the case of kikiv etinik. You have no option. What you gonna do? The Gemara says you do an oil arai. Now the two ways of doing an oil arai. The way the mechaber brings down up in the Rambam, and the way I think the Achronim explained pshat of the mechaber, is first a person mace his hat, he puts a bed underneath him. Then he says, oh, it's still beating down on top of me. So then he puts he puts a mat on top. Now, where it seems to be, he puts it slanted next to the beds. That means he's slanting them. There's a bed over here, and the other guy has a bed over here, and they're putting them slanted. So, therefore, it's protecting him. Not fully, it's still the mace is open up to the sun. Now, he comes along, 10 minutes later, he decides to leave, and he takes his bed with him. So, what happens? They fall down and close. So, it's nasa me'aleho, this oil arai, and therefore, it's mutter, tzarech hamace. That's the way how the Mechaber seems to understand. And they, one, look at the Sefer Berachos Osher, and that's explained pshat in the Mechaber. The way how Rashi, the Sugi, did not learn that way, the way the Beis Yosef brings down a second pshat. The case over here is Betzem. They have a mita on bottom, a mita on top, and then what the person does, and when he wants to leave, he picks up the mita, and he has a machzelis on top, and therefore, it comes out that he made the oil first, I mean, he's holding it with his hands on top, he made the oil first, and the wool second. It's called Lamaila Lamato. He made the oil backwards. Since he made the oil backwards, but oil arai lamaisa smoter. That means he said, what is the het over here? The way the Mechaber understands the heter is when he took away the beds, it fell by itself, nasme leo. The way Rashi understands the heter, so it was made backwards, Lamaila Lamato. Now, when a person again brings the mita, the way Mishmur explains over here, he put it between him, the mita, and the karki, he sat down upon it. Now, the Mishmur has an obvious question. If at the end of the day you're taking away your bed and you only left the machzelis on top, why not just bring the machzelis straight? She says the point over here is that people should see over here that what he's bringing for it is inside himself and not inside the mace. That means he put the bed for himself, he's taking it away. Put the machzelis for himself. Then when he takes him away, then it closes up. Magavam does say, but let's say a person cannot be there and he wants to protect the mace. Say Nechlami, to spread on top of it a machzela straight without the sugar oil, my sense mutter. Because we do not pass an clean nittle el tzar tova nittle. There is. Well, the question over here is, why can we make it all arai? So, really, the way the ishka is a little bit different, according to point out, learn the sugar on Mem Gimel Beis. Gimel says the only reason to be machber is ain't clean nittle el tzar tova nittle. If it's not the sugar oil, my sense not coming to be machber. We do not pass like a Yitzchok. So, let's my sense stop, let's bring it. Oil arai, my sense mutter. So the way the Beis Yosef answers, the whole letter of oil arai is only for a chai. Mokam tsar chai. But there is no heter for a mace, oil arai. There's no heter. The lunas figure oil arai, bimavucha mong lachonim, is that true or not? Yeah, the way the Taz, where he wants to answer, that since the Odom ball a mace, Diva miyuchud over here, we come on to be machm over here. You might come to an iser total to make a hecker. They're doing it all from the chayim. Therefore, we came on to be machm and say, make this akin to the ol arei b'melo. Again, it sounds like a dim yuchud over here. The ger to mace either the beisiyesus malach or the taz malach. But klolius, we'll see. We'll have the locha of ol arei. We will have a hecker with its klolim. Siv Zayin is how to take care of a mace on Shabbos. So, Besim, there are two very important studies in Siv Zayin. Number one, the loch is a person can do Masiyach and Mediyach Hamais. They point out over here we see Yelana touch Muksa. Again, the loch is clear, the Machaber and the Masa Yelana touch Muksa, except by the case of a Beitza with its Klolim. Where is the Makoy Yelana touch Muksa? The Mishnah over here, by the case of a Mace, Kuftun Aleph, they Yelana do Masiyach Mediyach Hamais, Aleph. Second is, even though Yelana touch Muksa can move part of a Muksa, the Tiltal Gamri, that's being Matal to Muksa. But let's say you want to move part of a Muksa, move an eighth of a mace, says the Mishnah you cannot do that. So we see over here a second Yisoid, Tiltal and Mixas, Shmei Tiltal, a Maisa that's also over here. Therefore it says in Machaber, a person's mouth is opening up, what do? You put something over there to hold it where it is, to make sure to not keep on opening it. But they close it, that's called Tiltal and Mixas. Then the Maisa is also over here. A person cannot move any part of the eighth of a mace. Same thing says in Machaber, you cannot close its eyes. Tiltal and Mixas, Shmei Tiltal. Now first, what's the case of being Masiach and Mediach? So the Mishmur explains Sicha is the case of Shemin, Hadocha is the case of water. Mishmur says obviously cold water, not a case of hot water. And the reason why it's Mutter, says the Mishmur, the study is Negiyah Ba'alma, the Mice says Mutter. Now, Machava says over here, what a person should do is take away the pillows and blankets and let the Mace go fall down. And again, staying on top of these pillows over here, or these blankets, or these sheets over here, is not good for the mace. It makes it be masriach. Therefore, you have a right to take it away. It says Mishmur, but not to pick up the mace and put it on the side, because picking up the mace is tiltal b'yadayim. Tiltal b'yadayim, mace, you have no het over here. Ayi says the Olam does pick up the mace and put it down on the floor. It says the Magavam, says the Mishmur, you're making a machal against them. You're making a mistake. The whole act is dafka to take away the pillows and the blankets and let it fall down, but not to pick it up b'yadayim mamish. Now, a couple of the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that it seems to be a minhag ha'olam that the olam does close the eyes of the mace, that the olam does make the limbs of the mace straight on Shabbos. And he points out, l'chur, it's against Pashas the Mishnah, Pashas Rishenim. However, he says the olam says, Alpi the Zohar. He says, however, you look up the Zohar, you have to be responsible. People quote things, you always have to look things up over here. So he says, you look it up over here. The look is, the Zohar is discussing only closing the eyes. Therefore, he says, "Ain limb close those who close the eyes." However, to straighten the limbs, says there's no makor, and therefore it's usher. Says if you want to do it, he calls to El Rabba up in the Mordechai. Says put a kick of a tinnik over there on the arm and straighten it. However, belie kick of a tinnik, we should not do that. You only had to a moving a mace, the tzarich mace, the cover of the mace is kick of a tinnik. Do be daim lemais, it's usher. So again, on a mace and Shabbos, we can move the kick of a tinnik, even part of its avarim. So it should not be always bent. It'll be a bazillion of the mace with a kick of a tinnik. Otherwise, be dying the mace, that's ulcer. Does speak out, if you want, a person wants to spray the clothing, should not be masriach, it's covered on mace, the mace is mutter. And it does end off, but let's say the mace sometimes has lichl chatzoy upon it. Again, he says, you want to metatl, wash it off. Again, the klal is, how do you metatl a mace? Through a case of a kick of a tinnik. Then you wash it off, not with the case of a macha, with the shmata, nechlas of a schito, elamai you do the case of with your hands. He says, however, if you cannot do that, he said, not to metal, if not that tzarech, you cannot metal to mace, even to a case of a goy. By Ezer Shem, tomorrow, we have a test, Rav Ham Adras Melech, Slach Rabbah.